Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Katholina with the evening news. The headlines. India and Pakistan agrees to stop firing and military action with immediate effect. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meeting with Defence Minister and three services chiefs. India conducts precision strikes on Pakistan military targets in retaliation to Islamabad's escalatory and provocative actions. And Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan says tradition is not relic of past but foundation of one's identity. Now the news in detail. India and Pakistan have agreed to stop firing and military action with immediate effect. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri made an announcement in this regard in New Delhi. He said that the Pakistan Director General of Military Operation initiated the call for ceasefire this afternoon, after which discussions took place and understanding reached. External Affairs Ministry clarified that the stoppage of firing and military action was worked out directly between the two countries. It added that there is no decision to hold talks on any other issue at any other place.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India at 15:35 hours earlier this afternoon. It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect from 1700 hours Indian Standard Time today. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and three services chiefs. NSA Ajit Daval also attended the meeting. The meeting took place at his residence in the national capital amid India's retaliatory action against Pakistan. Indian armed forces have carried out precision strike on Pakistan military targets, including technical infrastructure, command and control center, radar sites and weapon storage areas in retaliation to Islamabad's escalatory and provocative actions. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor earlier today, Wing Commander Vomika Singh elaborated on the details of the actions taken by the armed forces.
Pak military has been observed to be moving their troops into forward areas, indicating offensive intent to further escalate the situation. Indian Armed Forces remain in a high state of operational readiness. All hostile actions have been effectively countered and responded appropriately. Indian Armed Forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is reciprocated by the Pakistan military.
Colonel Sofia Qureshi informed that the Pakistani army is continuously attacking the western borders by using drones, long-range weapons, loitering munitions and fighter jets. She said India effectively neutralized the attacks.
नियंत्रण रेखा पर पाकिस्तान ने ड्रोन घुसपैठ और भारी तोपखाना गोलाबारी के कई प्रयास किए. कुपवाड़ा, बारामूला, पुंछ, राजौरी और अखनूर सेक्टर्स में तोप, मोर्टार एवं हल्के हथियारों से भीषण गोलाबारी जारी रही. भारतीय सेना ने प्रभावी व तुलनात्मक प्रत्युत्तर देते हुए पाक सेना को काफी क्षति पहुंचाई.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said it is a Pakistani act that constituted provocation and escalation, and in response to Pakistani actions, India responded in a measured way. The Foreign Secretary emphasized that Pasistan continues with its execrable and wanton campaign of targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure, especially in the states of Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab.
Claims have been made about large sections of Indian critical infrastructure, power systems, cyber systems, etc., being attacked and destroyed. Completely false. I would urge all of you and all those who watch this not to be misled by this tissue of lies that is being peddled by the Pakistani state for obvious purposes.
The government has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from using civil defense air raid siren sounds in their programs other than community awareness drives. The Ministry of Home Affairs in its statement said that the routine use of sirens may likely reduce the sensitivity of civilians towards the air raid sirens, and civilians may misunderstand it as a routine matter during the actual air raids. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. India's all-out attack to counter Pakistan's aggression has left the terror spawning in Pakistan anxious. As a result, Pakistan is now resorting to a vindictive disinformation campaign in the digital space. From pushing fake videos to morphed images on social media platforms, Terror Factory Pakistan is making desperate attempts to mislead the media, distort the global narrative, and manipulate public perception.
A video claiming the capturing of an Indian female Air Force pilot in Pakistan is being circulated in the social media. Similarly, a 2016 image is being peddled by various pro-Pakistan social media accounts to falsely claim that three fighter jets have been crashed in different areas of the Himalayan region. Another fake claim that an Indian pilot has ejected from a fighter jet over Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is also being disseminated across various platforms, which reflects the evident frustration of the terror breeding ground Pakistan. With Devakar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any info related to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 8799711259 and email ID factcheck@pib.gov.in. Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, today said that tradition is not a relic of the past but the foundation of one's identity, launching a book titled The Lotha Naga Customary Law, Practices and Attires, authored by P. Pius Lotha at the Raj Bhavan Kohima. Lal Ganesan said the written effort ensures that our customs and values are not lost to time but preserved for generations.
Between tradition and modernity often stems from a communication gap. Words like this serve as a conversation starters, bridging generations and fostering mutual respect. They allow elders to share knowledge and youth to reinterpret it contextually. In a multicultural nation like our country, Bharat, our diverse traditions are threads in the national fabric. Unity in diversity. By preserving Lotha Naga heritage, we enrich not just our state, but our country's cultural mosaic, fostering unity in diversity.
The governor called upon the people to be custodians of culture and tradition, asserting that in preserving heritage, we pass on the greatest wealth of all, which is our identity. The Chakasan Students' Union, along with its volunteers, today staged a peaceful protest at North Kikruma against the prolonged delay in construction of National Highway 29, Kohima-Jessamine Road, Package 2. The protest was held following the expiry of its 7-day ultimatum to the Executive Director of the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited. The stretch, covering 21.9 km from Chakabama to Kikruma Village, is being executed under engineering, procurement and construction mode by Ratna Infrastructure Projects Private Limited. Addressing the gathering, the union president Philo Sara said there has been no visible progress on the road despite the lapse of several months since commencement, which he reiterated the union's demands issued on May 2, which included pothole filling, road clearance, drainage installation and urgent need to mitigation of landslides with the onset of monsoon. Emphasizing the road's critical role as a lifeline for the people of Pak, Meluri and Kifiri districts, Mr. Sara highlighted the dangers faced by daily commuters, including students, entrepreneurs and villagers due to poor road conditions and frequent mudslides. And Deputy Commissioner of Kohima B. Henok Buchem today emphasized on the importance of choosing the right helmet for safety, flagging off the Tahoe Bikers Ride in Kohima, organized by Tahoe in partnership with Axor and Vega, under the theme Ride Safe, Ride Smart, Wear a Helmet. Mr. Buchem urged participants to ride safely and appreciated the purpose of the program. Regional Manager of Vega Auto Accessories Saddam also encouraging the bikers to remain aware of road safety safety and to always obey traffic rules. Around 80 bikers participated in the ride, which began at the NPSC office via El Khel in Kohima village and concluded at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama. To end the news, the headlines here again. India and Pakistan agrees to stop firing and military action with immediate effect. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meeting with Defence Minister and three services chiefs. India conducts precision strikes on Pakistan military targets in retaliation to Islamabad's escalatory and provocative actions. And Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan says tradition is not relic of past but foundation of one's identity. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.